Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Dublin Coola actually won their first ever Dublin Senior Football Championship at Parnell Park. Now, we know that Coola have been absolutely roaring through the hurling titles over the last few years, indeed All Ireland's as well. But football, this is the first time. I think it's the richest club in the country. Kilmacudcroak's the second richest club in the country, and they went down by a single point. Now, there's one man who's very heavily associated with Coola, and I noticed he wasn't at work this morning. Des Cal, good morning to you.
Morning to you, Oliver. How are you?
Are you all right this morning? Are you feeling fragile?
I feel a bit like that description you read out there of Kamala Harris describing Donald Trump a few minutes ago. Unstable, exhausted, and not fit to be president of the United States. That's how I am today.
We noticed, yeah. It was Darren was doing sport this morning. So Des, oh, she's cooler there.
Yeah.
It was an exciting match, though, Des.
It was very exciting and very dramatic, and it was more. It's that to me, being involved in Coola through my career in sports journalism helps me understand the emotion of sport.
Yeah.
And sometimes, because I'm involved in that, I understand sometimes when somebody gets dropped from a rugby team or a county GA team, I sense it a bit more than. And I always try and have a word or a nod with them, because it's the same even at club level. You know, it's the effort people put in and disappointment if they don't get the start and all that. But you also then understand what it means to the community. And you were talking about November there earlier. And me, as being one of the older people in Coola now, last night, to me, was the people who kind of kept football going when I was a young fella that I was thinking of last night. So it's fantastic on so many levels.
Yeah.
And yet, we had literally, Oliver, a couple of thousand kids who from 10:30 a.m. does the face painting, and we had a private dart. I know this only adds to your, the richest club in Ireland.
Absolutely, Dorky, a private dart.
Yeah, we had, honestly, organised by Paddy Murdoch and Killian Cronin. Killian's like only in his 20s. And they organised a private dart. It was £3 return. And so, I don't know, 1,200, 1,500, whatever. So marched up through the town to the station. The platforms packed, people queuing over the bridge from the other side to get on outside the station to come in. And then we were herded into it. And a packed the dart, I can tell you. And it went straight, the Dalkey to Kilester, direct dart.
Yeah, oh my gosh, express and everything.
Fantastic. Yeah, but it was great. I was singing on it and all the Yahoo stuff. It was fantastic.
A big passionate day of football in the atrocious weather, really, wasn't it? It was very windy, even in Dublin.
Well, the wind was ridiculous, yeah. The wind, and it was very difficult for the players. And but look at it, and Kilmacud, they've been great champions. But that made... We had the support
Sweeter.
Of everyone yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, probably because when a team dominates us, you know, everyone kind of likes to see them see a change. But we'd have great respect for them. And therefore, beating them made it all the sweeter, because we would respect them so much.
How involved are you, Des? Are you an officer of the club?
No, I'm a former chairman. And I've looked after the football team, senior team. One of the hangers-on for about 12 or 15 years, until the year before last. But I also, and that year I started the fifth team during COVID, because a lot of our young lads would go away in the summer. So there was no Thailand for the lads, and we started a fifth team. And two of the fifth team were starring yesterday on the first team.
Really?
Which gave me great pleasure. So anyway, so just involved, and trying to keep it going, because you mentioned there the hurling success we had.
Yeah.
That made it difficult to keep the football going, because
we've
so many talented dual players, and obviously they're all up for the hurling because they were in Leinster, and so we lost a lot of our good players, and that was tough to keep it going. I got a text from Malachy Clarkin, the sports writer with the Irish Times. He did an interview with me on Saturday and was asking me about, you know, keeping football going in what is seen as a hurling club, and he said, "Is it a hurling club?"
Yeah.
And I was explaining, well, it was founded by Tom Holden and a group of, they were hurling men. But what summed it up for me was when Vinnie Holden, who was a great Dublin stalwart and Coola stalwart, Vinnie, and we won the minor championship against Vincent's with this team. So Mick Fitz yesterday is now 36. So 18 years ago, say, we beat Vincent's in the minor final, and we all stayed out a bit late over the north side. And Vinnie rang his wife, Marion, and says, "Marion, you know the minor hurlers? They're after winning the football championship. So it wasn't, they weren't even a minor football team. It's a minor hurling team who won a football championship. That's the way it is. Anyway, we're on the mark now with a senior football championship.
That's for sure. Yeah. With two players as well.
That's fantastic. Yeah, like Michael Simons was unbelievable yesterday.
We'll let you rest again, Des.
I've a busy day. The Monday club is waiting.
No resting. Yes. The Monday club?
No resting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Well, there's a whole Leinster ahead of you. Is there that those celebrations will be fairly muted?
That's a tough draw. Yeah, it'll be great though. Get a dart in Newbridge.
Another dart.
Newbridge or nowhere.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Oliver.
Not an officer of the club, but the official Des of the club. Every club in Ireland needs a Des.
Yes, yeah.
Good luck, Des.